Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 15, King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation, Verses 1 through 26, The Appearance of Archi and Prithu. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking. My dear Vidura, the brahmanas and great sages thus once again churned the two arms of King Vena's dead body, and as a result, a male and female couple came out of his arms. The great sages were highly learned in Vedic knowledge. When they saw the male and female born of the arms of Vena's dead body, they were very pleased, for they could understand that this couple was an expansion of a plenary full portion of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sages then spoke. The male is a plenary full expansion of the power of Lord Vishnu, who maintains the entire universe, and the female is a plenary full expansion of the Goddess of Fortune, who is never separated from the Lord. Of the two, the male will be able to expand his reputation throughout the world. His name will be Prithu. Indeed, he will be the first among kings. The female has such beautiful teeth and beautiful qualities that she will actually beautify the ornaments she wears. Her name will be Archi. In the future, she will accept King Prithu as her husband. She is Vara Aroha, very beautiful. In the form of King Prithu, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has appeared through a part of his potency in order to protect the people of the world. The Goddess of Fortune is Anapayani, the inseparable constant companion of the Lord, and therefore she has incarnated partially as Archi to become the Queen of King Prithu. The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Viduraji, at that time, all the brahmanas highly praised and glorified King Prithu, and the best singers of Gandharva Loka chanted Prithu's glories. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka showered flowers, and the beautiful women in the heavenly planets danced in ecstasy. Conch shells, bugles, drums and kettle drums vibrated in outer space. Great sages, forefathers and personalities from the heavenly planets all came down to earth from various planetary systems. Lord Brahma, the master of the entire universe, arrived there accompanied by all the demigods and their chiefs. Lord Vishnu is known as Gadabhrita, one who carries a club. And upon seeing the lines of Lord Vishnu's palm on King Prithu's right hand and impressions of lotus flowers on the soles of his feet, Lord Brahma could understand that King Prithu was a partial representation of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One whose palm bears the sign of a disc as well as other such lines should be considered a partial representation or incarnation of the Supreme Lord, Parameshthinaha. Thus, the learned brahmanas, who were very attached to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, then arranged for the coronation of King Prithu. People from all directions collected all the different paraphernalia for the ceremony. Thus everything was complete. All the rivers, seas, hills, mountains, serpents, cows, birds, animals, heavenly planets and the earthly planet, as well as all living entities, collected various presentations according to their ability to offer to the king. Thus, the great king Prithu, exquisitely dressed with garments and ornaments, was coronated and placed on the throne. The king and his wife Archie, who was also exquisitely ornamented, appeared exactly like fire. My dear Vidura, Kuvera presented the great king Prithu with a golden throne. The demigod Varuna presented Prithu with an umbrella which constantly sprayed fine particles of water and which was as brilliant as the moon. The demigod of air, Vayu, presented King Prithu with two chamara fans. The king of religion, Dharma, presented Prithu with a flower garland which would expand his fame. The king of heaven, Indra, presented Prithu with a valuable helmet, and the superintendent of death, Yamaraj, presented Prithu with a scepter with which to rule the world. Lord Brahma presented King Prithu with a protective garment made of spiritual knowledge. Bharati, or Saraswati, the wife of Brahmaji, gave Prithu a transcendental necklace. Lord Upendra presented Prithu with a Sudarshana disc, and Lord Vishnu's wife, the goddess of fortune, gave Prithu imperishable opulences. Lord Shiva presented Prithu with a sword within a sheath marked with 10 moons, and goddess Ambika, the wife of Lord Shiva, presented Prithu with a shield marked with 100 moons. The moon demigod presented Prithu with horses made of nectar, and the demigod Vishvakarma presented Prithu with a very beautiful chariot. The demigod of fire, Agni, presented Prithu with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. The sun god presented Prithu with arrows as brilliant as sunshine. Bhumi, the predominating deity of Bhurloka, presented Prithu with slippers full of mystic power, and the demigods from outer space brought Prithu presentations of flowers again and again. Those particular demigods who always travel in outer space gave King Prithu the arts to perform dramas, sing songs, play musical instruments, and disappear at will. The great sages also offered Prithu infallible blessings. The ocean offered Prithu a conch shell produced from the ocean. The seas, mountains, and rivers gave King Prithu room to drive his chariot without impediments. And Asuta, Magadha, and Vandi offered prayers and praises. They all presented themselves before King Prithu to perform their respective duties. Thus, when the greatly powerful King Prithu, the son of Vena, saw the professionals before him, just to congratulate them, Prithu smiled, and with the gravity of vibrating sounds of clouds, King Prithu spoke as follows. O gentle Suta, Magadha, and others offering prayers, the qualities of which you have spoken are not yet distinct in me. Why then should you praise me for all these qualities when I do not shelter these features? I do not wish for these words meant for me to go in vain, but it is better that they be offered to someone else. O gentle reciters, offer such prayers in due course of time, when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle who offer prayers to Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, do not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. How could an intelligent man who is competent enough to possess such exalted qualities allow his followers to praise him if he did not actually have them? Praising a man by saying that if he were educated, he might have become a great scholar or great personality is nothing but a process of cheating. And a foolish person who agrees to accept such praise does not know that such words simply insult one. Prabhavo hi atmana stotram jugupsanti api visruta krimantak paramodara paurushang va vigarhitam. Just as a person with a sense of honor and magnanimity does not like to hear about one's abominable actions, a person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear oneself praised. My dear devotees, headed by the sutta, just now I am not very famous for my personal activities because I have not done anything praiseworthy which you could glorify. Therefore, how could I engage you in praising my activities exactly like children?
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The method adopted by the great sages and scholars who were learned in Vedic knowledge was perfect. They removed all the reactions of King Vena's sinful activities by seeing that King Vena first gave birth to Bahuka, described in the previous chapter. After King Vena's body was thus purified, a male and female came out of it, and the great sages could understand that this was an expansion of Lord Vishnu. This expansion, of course, was not Vishnu Tattva, but a specifically empowered expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Avesha. Materialists should understand that the goddess of fortune should be worshipped along with Lord Vishnu and should not be regarded separately. Materialists seeking the favor of the goddess of fortune must worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi together in order to maintain material opulence. But if a materialist follows the policy of Ravana, who wanted to separate Sita from Lord Ramachandra, then that process of separation will only vanquish one. Those who are very rich and have taken favor of the goddess of fortune in this world must engage their money in the service of the Lord. In this way, they can continue in their opulent position without disturbance. There are different types of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Shastras, it is said that Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva as well as Anantadeva are all very powerful incarnations of the Brahman feature of the Lord. Similarly, Shachipati, or Indra, the King of Heaven, is an incarnation of the lusty feature of the Lord. Aniruddha is an incarnation of the Lord's mind. So similarly, King Prithu is an incarnation of the ruling force of the Lord. Thus, the saintly persons and great sages predicted the future activities of King Prithu, who was already explained as a partial incarnation of a plenary full expansion of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that whenever one sees extraordinary power, one should conclude that a specific partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present. There are innumerable such personalities, but not all of them are direct Vishnu Tattva or plenary full expansions of the Lord. Many living entities are classified among the Shakti Tattvas. Such incarnations, empowered for specific purposes, are known as Shakya Avesha Avatars, and King Prithu was such a Shakya Avesha Avatar of the Lord. Similarly, Archie, the wife of King Prithu, was a Shakya Avesha Avatar of the Goddess of Fortune. All the demigods presented various gifts to King Prithu. Hari, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Upendra in the heavenly planet, presented the king with a Sudarshana disc. But it should be understood that this Sudarshana disc is not exactly the same type of Sudarshana disc used by the Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. So since Maharaj Prithu was a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's power, then the Sudarshana disc given to Prithu represented the partial power of the original Sudarshana disc. Although Prithu Maharaj was factually an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prithu rejected the praises of the gentle reciters because the qualities of the Supreme Person were not yet manifest in him. So Prithu wanted to stress that one who does not actually possess these qualities should not try to engage one's followers and devotees in offering one glory for them, even though these qualities might be manifest in the future. If a man who does not factually possess the attributes of a great personality engages his followers in praising him with the expectation that such attributes will develop in the future, well, that sort of praise is actually an insult. Thus, demons without godly qualities should not accept false praise from their followers. Recorded September 19, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna 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 Pati Mam
Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Fatima.